Hello and good afternoon to you. Hope you're well. It's Rona calling here with Perceptions. It's just gone 3:30. I will be here till 4:30 playing you the best music. Of course, it's a disability awareness programme that's for you. If you want to get in contact with us, as always, 087 6944 500. On the programme today, we've got two wonderful guests. We have Lorraine Cook, who is hailing from Galway and is living in Dublin now just recently, and has spent much time trying to get herself accommodation that's accessible to suit her needs in Dublin, and has recently done so. So I'm going to be speaking to her about the challenges she has faced over the last couple of months in relation to this topic and getting her own accessible accommodation. Also on the programme later on, we've got Valerie Bowe, who is a friend and colleague of mine from Greater Dublin Independent Living and does disability support work like myself in a GDIL. And she's going to be on the programme a little later on talking to me about the peer mentoring programme that GDIL is currently developing, and she's heading that and spearheading that at the moment. So she's going to be speaking to me about A, how people can get involved, and B, about what the programme does entail. Lots of great music to come your way between now and 4:30. Myself and Paul. Yes, Paul is keeping me company in the studio today, giving me lots of grief, even telling me that Cork is a small little city. It's not a small little city. It's the best city, and it's quite big. Big heart, big people, but it's as good. Yeah, maybe slightly better than Dublin. And I know I'm going to be getting texts about that, but that's okay, because I am a Corkonian, but I do love Dublin. So that's all good. And joining me now by phone, I have friend and GDIL member as well. It's Lorraine Cook. Hi, Lorraine. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Rona. How are you?
It's lovely to be talking to you on this sunny, beautiful Tuesday afternoon.
Yes.
You're well?
I am indeed.
Good,
yes.
Good. Well, Lorraine, I wanted to chat to you about the challenges that you've been facing about finding accommodation. Originally, you're from Galway and always wanting to live in Dublin. And so tell me about the challenges to date that you've had before you found your apartment in Dublin.
Well, before finding my apartment, I guess like everybody else, I had to go on the many public viewings to actually get anywhere accessible, and that's pretty much because I was looking for specific areas with the care package that I'm currently attached to. I had to try and stick to so many areas if I was to keep in with the same agency. So I just had to.
And when, Lorraine, when did this process start from you? I mean, when did you decide that you wanted to live in Dublin, and what was the reasons for that?
I was in residential care in Dublin for about 7 years before moving out into independent living about 3 years ago. And then whenever I had been staying in B&Bs and hotels in the area, but the more I was staying there, the more reservations forms I was filling out, and I just wanted my own place and to live independently and come and go as I please, a bit more freely than what I have been doing.
And because you have a visual impairment, I mean, your own needs for yourself would be quite specific. Was that more challenging because of your visual impairment?
It was, yes, in that I was looking for a ground floor kind of flat, something that I could easily access on my own. I tend to be an outgoing kind of person, so I was looking for something that I could easily move in and out of myself. In that I don't always have a PA with me, but it's nice to kind of move around whenever she's not around. So.
And for anybody who's listening in at the moment, a PA is a personal assistant that supports people with disabilities in their daily living. And so, Lorraine, once you made the decision that you'd had enough of B&Bs and hotels and filling out reservation forms and filling out this, that and the other, what was the first steps that you took?
I went on the council housing list first of all in Dublin, and then I went and to Galway to see if I could get a transfer to Dublin. But like Dublin, Galway has a 7-year waiting list. So I then contacted the Citizens Information Board in Blanchardstown, who suggested I went renting. So I went on two open viewings, was nearly successful in one, didn't like the other. And then by chance, I came across a private viewing about 6 weeks ago and got accepted there and then. And here I am in Drumcondra in North Dublin.
That's absolutely fantastic. But what are some of the challenges? And we'll talk about, you know, the great outcome in a moment. But what were some of the challenges that you faced over the whole process, Lorraine?
The whole process, the most difficult one was definitely the open viewings, because there was so many different people going for the viewings, and obviously I wanted a certain, I didn't want too many steps up to my place, and I wanted it to be as accessible as possible, so just to get the right place definitely was frustrating.
And did you find many organisations and groups supportive around your cause?
Yeah, the Centre for Independent Living that I've been involved with for the last 3 years have definitely been the most supportive, in that I've been, that's the main organisation I'm connected with. So yeah, I've got a lot of support from them and from the people who are also in this.
Yeah, and the Centre for Independent Living is a sister company of ourselves in Greater Dublin Independent Living. Of course, you come to some of our meetings too, Lorraine, as well. You and I are good buddies at this point.
Exactly.
Indeed. And so we're all delighted for you. So it was just a golden opportunity to have a chat with you today about how challenging it was, the highs and the lows around having your own place. If there was somebody who was in your position now and they were looking for their own place and they're at the beginning of their journey, what advice would you give them?
I would pretty much say to have patience and just to try and hang in there, and that is very frustrating. But we're, a lot of people are all in the one boat. It is very frustrating the way things are. But just hang in there.
And any other pieces of advice besides having patience?
The main bit of advice that I can give offhand, to be honest with you, because it is one very difficult process, but whenever you get there, it's worth it.
So tell me about that. Tell me about having your own place and what that feels like.
At the very beginning, it was very strange, but I do... the way it's set up, I do like coming and going as I please. It's lovely to shut your own front door in the evening. And yeah, it's very private, very nice. And yeah, I like it.
So now you're a dub. They've adopted you.
They have, yes.
How does that feel?
Well, they've been telling me for the last 3 years that they have adopted me, but now they've officially adopted me, is what I've been told. So, yes.
And so describe to me your apartment and this specific alterations that have been made, adaptions that have been made to make it more suitable for yourself, besides it being on the ground floor.
The main thing is that it was on the ground floor. It was a studio that anybody could have looked at, and that a lot of people were looking to get at. So I just happened to be in the area whenever the girl was showing it.
Lovely.
So that's how I got it. But so yeah, it was open to the general public for anybody to view.
And so there is nothing very specific in it that you need for your own personal
requirements? No, there isn't. No, it's just your ordinary studio.
Yeah, and is it very spacious?
It's spacious. It's small, but spacious, yeah.
Yeah, and how has life been like since you moved into your own place? Have you had any kind of mad parties and having people around for dinner and stuff? And
no,
when is my invitation coming, Lorraine?
I haven't had many mad parties in it. I've had plenty of mad parties outside of it. But no, nothing mad in it just yet. I am a respectable tenant, according to all my neighbours. Anyway.
Oh, I don't know about that. And so, Lorraine, as I say, if somebody's at the beginning of this process, is there somebody specific they should register with?
So the person that I would contact would be the citizens information people, or if they have a disability, the National Advocacy Services equally helped me out at the beginning as well of my journey. So right. Yeah, they were the main kind of two people.
Okay, so the centre, the Citizens Advice Bureau, and the National Advocacy Service there with Susie Byrne as well, who's working with them, and she's brilliant and always very helpful, and of course the Centre for Independent Living, and I hope in some small way Greater Dublin Independent Living was there to support you also, because we're all so delighted for you, Lorraine. We're thrilled that you're a fully fledged Dub.
Thank you.
And I can't wait for the party. I'm really looking forward to it. So, Lorraine, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me this afternoon.
No worries, not at all.
It's been an absolute pleasure, and no doubt I'll catch up with you very, very soon. Thank you very much indeed.
Talk to you. Bye.
Take care, Lorraine. Bye-bye. And that was Lorraine Cook there, our friend and member of Greater Dublin Independent Living, and finally getting her own accommodation, her own digs in Dublin after much... much long a wait actually to make this happen. So I think it's a personal dream come true for her, and seems very happy and delighted. And of course, if you're a person that's in that position and that you're interested in getting your own place and getting some information around that, you can contact the National Advocacy Service and they will give you any support that they can indeed, and also the Citizens Advice Bureau as well, and they'll give you some information also. And of course, Greater Dublin Independent Living ourselves will always support in any way we can, indeed passing on some information. So there are lots of ways to get involved. It is a long, lengthy process, but as Lorraine said, it's worth it in the end. Anyway, you are listening to Perceptions, and it is me, Rona Colin, with you until 4:30. If you want to get in contact with any of the topics that we've been talking about on today's show, or there's another topic that you are interested in us covering in the next couple of weeks, do get in contact on 087-6944-500. And joining me now by phone, I have friend and colleague Valerie Bow, who is the Disability Support Officer for Greater Dublin Independent Living. Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Rona. Thanks for having me on.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Well, this is a new way for us to be communicating, Valerie.
I know, over the radio, over the radio waves.
So, Valerie, we're talking today about the peer mentoring programme that GDIL is currently in development and doing, and you're spearheading it. So tell me a little bit about, first of all, what is peer mentoring?
Well, peer mentoring is where somebody who has navigated a road is going to help somebody who's starting out on that road, and in this case, it's independent living. So if you have the experience of independent living and you feel you could help somebody along, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're living independently. You could be living at home and have an independent life in college or whatever, you know, and you might like to help somebody because, you know, the life you have, you're enjoying it so much and you believe so much in the philosophy of independent living that you'd love to see more people involved. And there are people like who are maybe living in residential care, or maybe somebody who's taking public transport, you know, for the first time. They might like to talk to somebody who's used to doing that, or they might have just got a grant to adapt the house and, you know, they don't know where to start. Well, you know, we have people who have that experience and who have, you know, adapted their homes, so they could share that with somebody.
And so, as you so rightly said, independent living is different for every individual person with a disability. So you may not necessarily be living out of home, but you could be living independently within your home, having your own supports in place.
And, absolutely, it's a whole path. You know, independent living is a whole path. You don't have to be at the end of the line. You can be anywhere, you know, and just passionately believe in the philosophy, you know, as I was saying. But the course is a 6-week course, and we're hoping to start it in May. And we'd be looking at what mentoring is, like the question that you asked me there. We'd also be looking at, you know, social housing, council housing, if you're looking for a council house, or rented housing. A lot of people now have to rent accommodation because there's so little houses being built, or even while they're waiting for a house.
Yeah, there's such a long waiting list. Yeah, there's such a long waiting list, yeah.
Yeah, sure, there's thousands. Even in the Nearie Rathdown itself, I think there's 4,000 people on the waiting list.
And so it's matching mentors with mentees about specific topics.
Yes. Somebody, it's very specific, like mentoring and befriending. You'll hear about mentors kind of, you know, that I suppose they've been matched up for a long time. But this is very specific. Somebody wants to achieve a goal and the mentor would meet you 6 times. To help you achieve that goal. So it would be very specific. And I would meet the person who is looking for the mentor and just, you know, chat to them and find out exactly what they want and what goal they want to achieve so that it's very specific. So that there's results for everybody, there's outcomes for everybody, so that it's a positive experience.
And so you said that the programme is like, if you're interested in doing the mentoring programme side of things, the mentoring programme is 6 weeks long. And then meeting...
That's one, just one afternoon now a week, like 3 hours.
Yes.
So 6 weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
And 6 weeks often.
And location has yet to be decided?
That's right, in the inner city, Dublin. Mm-hmm. Dublin's inner city. So we're hoping to get a place on O'Connell Street. So I have to confirm that yet, but it's looking likely. So it'll be around the centre.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
So that programme, if you're interested in becoming a mentor, is 6 weeks. And of course, then if you're a mentee and you're interested in being supported, that's also 6 weeks as well, that you meet your mentor.
That's right, yeah. We're good on the sixes.
Yeah, we are good on the sixes.
Just as I say about the mentor, the support, like the mentor will be very, very well supported.
Mm.
You know, the course is very comprehensive and they'll be matched up and they will be supported, you know, after the first time they meet the mentee. Both people will receive a phone call from the volunteer organiser, which is myself. And also, just to say, there is a small allowance, so nobody's out of pocket, like to support the mentor in meeting the mentee.
Fantastic. So, I suppose people would, that was going to be my question actually, because I'm sure people would be slightly worried about the costs that they may incur themselves, but there is a small amount of money to support them to do it.
Yes, if, it would support transport and a cup of coffee or something, you know.
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so if somebody is interested in becoming involved as a mentor, and they're kind of thinking, oh, well, I don't really have the skills and I'm not sure if it's for me. What would you say to them?
I would say, are you living anywhere, you know, are you living independently? And that is, as we said, you know, you could be living at home or even in residential care, but you could be, you know, going out. You could be living independently and you could believe passionately. But You need to have an experience of independent living because that's what you're going to be sharing and reassuring people about. So an experience of independent living and a keen interest in helping others towards independent living.
Yeah, that's
the training will equip you for anything else.
Yeah.
And the ongoing support will reassure you throughout the, you know, mentor and mentee pairing.
Yeah.
You know?
And
an ability to maintain confidentiality is very important.
Yes, well, that's part of the training. I mean, you have to be very, very confidential with your information because that's the root of everything. And so if you're a person who's interested in becoming a mentor and you're thinking, oh, well, it's I don't know if I can really support. Let's say you were in a situation where you're able to drive and you were matched with a mentee who is wanting to learn how to drive and is at the beginning stages of that. You could happily be matched up with that person and really support them.
Yeah, absolutely. You'd be perfect. You'd be a perfect match then for that person because what you're really doing is, you know, you're a little bit further along the road than that person. So you can, you know, that person might just be thinking of it and think, oh, I couldn't do that. Whereas they talk to somebody who is doing it.
Mm.
And, you know, it's very simple.
Yeah, and everybody with a disability has a different skill set, like everybody else on the planet. And so we all can support each other in some way, shape or another.
So
I think that's the important thing, really, to be aware of. If you're a mentee and you're interested in getting support in some way, how can people get in contact with you?
Well, they can contact us through email or telephone.
Mm-hmm.
My email is valerie@gdil.ie.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can contact yourself.
That's right.
And my telephone number is 086-088-7735.
And as Valerie said, it's valeriebow@gdil.ie or contact Valerie on 086-088-7735. Of course, you can contact me as well, but Valerie is leading this and I'm supporting her around it.
And so, if they forget all those numbers, they can contact the programme and I'm sure you can give out the details.
Absolutely. And of course, you can contact us via our Facebook page as well at Greater Dublin
That's
Independent
true.
Living,
yeah.
our website right. also. Valerie, it's going to be very exciting. You said it's going to start in May.
That's right, yes.
So the first batch of people are going to be training up. The first mentors are going to be training up. And
we have 7 to 8 people now already, so we'll be taking 12 people. So we have a good bit of interest already in the course, you know. So if anybody is thinking of applying, please do so, you know, quickly as possible.
Yeah, if you're a person who is interested in becoming a mentor and you feel I have something that I can offer, and as Valerie said so nicely, I'm a little bit further down the road than some other people might be, do get in contact, because, you know, don't underestimate the power of your own gift to support somebody else, because knowledge is genuinely power, you know. So do get in contact with either Valerie or myself, and we'll link you up with the program, because it's going to be very, very worthwhile. And of course, if you're a mentee and you would like some support around some area of your life, whether it's about learning more about being more independent in some way, shape or form, or you want to go back to college, or you're interested in learning more information about employment, or whatever it is that you feel that you need some support around, you can get in contact with us too in relation to that.
Planning a holiday around it. Somebody's planning a holiday and they, you know, want everything to go, you know, well.
Yes.
So, you know, a mentor would be great for something like that, very specific. So that might be helpful with the summer coming along.
That would be, that's a wonderful example. Exactly, indeed. It's just the small little detail that might be of benefit to somebody else that you are imparting your information because you've been down that road before already.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Valerie, thank you very much.
Thank you, Rona.
And it's lovely chatting to you via the radio waves. And no doubt I'll see you soon.
Yeah. Okay, Rona. Thanks
again. Take care, Valerie.
Bye-bye
thank
now.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
And that was Valerie Bow there from Greater Dublin Independent Living, co-worker and friend of Greater Dublin Independent Living, and doing support work like myself. And as Valerie said, it's a very, very worthwhile system that we're putting in place, doing peer mentoring support. And there aren't many peer mentoring support programs around where one person with a disability is directly supporting another person with a disability. And you know what? People with disabilities are the best experts in their own lives, giving support to each other. So do get involved if you can. You can contact Valerie on 086-088-7735. Again, that's 086-088-7735. Or valeriebow@gdil.ie, and Bow is B-O-W-E. Or of course, you can always contact me as well via the show or our Facebook page at Greater Dublin Independent Living on Facebook, or our website as well. You can get in contact there as well at Greater Dublin Independent Living. It's a very worthwhile programme, and starting in May. If you're a person that's interested in becoming a mentor or a mentee, do get involved, because I promise you won't be disappointed. More great music now. And this is Coldplay, one of my favourite bands. And that was Coldplay there and Magic, especially dedicated to Amanda Nigan, who is a friend and colleague here at Near FM, who's doing a skydive on the 27th of April for cystic fibrosis. And if you want to sponsor Amanda, which would be fantastic, how can they sponsor you? They can sponsor you by getting in contact with the radio show, and we can pass on the details of how to do that via Amanda, because it's such a great cause, and cystic fibrosis is very, very important. And of course, recently there was the death and very sad parting of Trina, who was a girl from Dublin, and very sad indeed, and was on all the social media networks that she wanted to speak to Ed Sheeran. And it's important to remember her and people with her condition at this time, because it's very difficult and very hard. And fair dues to Amanda, who is going to be doing that skydive jump. And no, I promise I won't be the one pushing her out of the plane, even though I know sometimes I'd like to, because she drives me crazy. And here a colleague with me here in Near FM, but one of my favourite colleagues here in Near FM. So if you do want to get involved with promoting cystic fibrosis and creating more awareness around it, please do donate. And you can get in contact with us via the programme here on Near FM on Perceptions, and we'll let you know how you can donate some money to cystic fibrosis. And so you get to watch Amanda, or hear about Amanda jumping out of an airplane, which is all very, very exciting indeed. It would be something that I'd love to do myself, but unfortunately I don't think I'm able to do it. So anyway, if you do want to get in contact to get more detail about that, please do so on 087-6944-500. 087-6944-500. It's a fabulous cause for cystic fibrosis, and with the skydive happening on the 27th of April in Laois. So do get in contact via the programme, and you can donate if you want to. Well, can you believe it? Another hour gone. It is the end of the programme, and I can't believe the hour has just flown by. I always have so much fun here in Near FM. You are listening to Perceptions, and it's been me, Rona Colin, been with you for the last hour, along with Paul, and of course Amanda's keeping us company as well. Just popped in to say hello. We're that kind of crew here in Near FM. We're very, very supportive of each other. The Cork Dublin thing doesn't seem to matter at all, at all, at all. Anyway, we'll talk to you again next Tuesday at 3:30. Do have a great week, and I'll speak to you all very, very soon. Take care. Bye bye.